You are now tuning into Feeling the Vibes with your hosts, Queen Anne, So Blue, Miss Coco, Even Exchange, Tamika Elaine, Shay, and Lady V. Please sit back and get ready to feel the vibes.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to Feeling the Vibe. This is your girl, Lady V. And today we have a great topic to talk about. Before we jump in, I want to see how my ladies are doing tonight.
Hey.
Very good.
Hey.
Great.
Yes.
Yes. That's what I like to hear. All right. So tonight we're going to talk about women protecting men. So I know this is going to be a real hot and spicy topic, and we're going to kick it off with Queen Anne and hear what she got to say.
Well, most of the time we protect our men for love. Sometimes we protect them because they have money. We protect them because we are scared to be alone. We protect sometimes we're friends with the men, so that's why we protect them. And most sometimes you're married. And when you're married, you always want to, you have this need to always want to protect your spouse. But hey, but that's what I think. But I'm not ranting on that. So somebody take it up.
You sure you're okay, Queen Anne?
Sure am.
How many shots you had today?
Not enough.
Because I'm gonna need for you to get on a program, okay? Okay, we need the ranter today. But yeah, women are nurturers, you know. Not only do we carry life, we give birth to nations. We are taught at a young age to be caregivers. You had the older sibling looking after her younger siblings, pretty much running the household while, you know, mom at work hustling for the family or dad, whatever the case may be. But then you also have to look at how we raise our children. I think there is a big difference between raising a daughter compared to raising a son, especially when it comes to raising a son. A mother can teach her son to be respectful, to be well-mannered. But if you don't have a father or a male figure within the home to reinforce whatever values you're trying to instill in that child, you pretty much have what's going on today, the lack of respect for women. especially mm-hmm. towards the Black women. You know, they tend to imitate how society view women as a whole. Look at our music videos, you know, women are being portrayed as hoes, sluts, and all that good stuff. And this is what they see. No one is putting out positive images of women to uplift them. And I think it's sad today because women, we're always holding the men down, especially the Black men, but it's like for some reason we're just getting dumped by the wayside. They forgot who birthed them, who nurtured them, who cared for them. So
that's a good one there.
Yeah, listen. So I don't want to paint this with the broad stroke, but there are, you know, reality is that there are some men who do not stand up for women. And the most recent high profile example that I can think of is Gabrielle Union and Terry Crews. If you remember when Terry Crews came out, I think it was like maybe a couple of years ago or so, and he stated that he was sexually assaulted by some Hollywood executive. Gabrielle Union came out in support of him. Now, mm-hmm. when Gabrielle Union came out to discuss her issues of racism in a toxic culture at America's Got Talent, Terry Crews came out and basically said, you know, listen, as the only Black, you know, the other Black person on the set, I really didn't experience it. And he, you know, and it wasn't just that one statement, and I'm not saying this for verbatim, but he did like a whole kind of tour, media tour on this. And so it comes back to, where was his support of Gabrielle Union, just like she supported him? Yep. And in fact, he actually came out and said, you know what, I apologize.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know? And, you know, and this came, you know, after the storm hit his ass, when everybody on Black Twitter was like, well, what is going on? How are you going to do a sister like that?
Right. You know,
been many storms hitting him.
Exactly. So so I give him a little bit of a side eye. You can't see it right now, but example of when, you know, a Black man does not support a Black woman. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to say, and again, let me back it up a little bit. I don't want to say that all, but this right. was an example right. of one case that was highly publicized in which this scenario took place.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think I would have to agree with a little bit of what So Blue was saying. And I feel like it all boils down to the family, like young girls growing up who are fortunate enough to live in a household where mom and dad, you know, reside. They see mom do the mothering, you know, taking care of dad, making sure that dad is okay, taking care of baby brother or even older brother, making sure that he's okay. So it's like instilled in a woman that she has to take care of the man. And also what's going on right now with police brutality against Black men, you know, that's exactly why women feel like they have to protect men. But back to Miss Coco, it's like, do you protect them even when you don't agree with what they're doing? Because it's like, it's almost like Terry Crews had to end up apologizing. I don't know what he apologized for. Did he apologize because he was really sorry? Did he apologize because he really felt like something he said was wrong, or she?
He apologized because Black Twitter got in that ass.
See, that's what I'm exactly. saying. It's like, if it's wrong, do you apologize in support of?
It wasn't genuine. Well, you know what? I can't really say that it wasn't genuine to him, but from my perspective,
it didn't seem
genuine because he did not say specifically what he is apologizing for. He kind of gave an overall apology. So, right. you know, and so, you know, and to your point, I think he owed Gabrielle Union an apology, you know, and he was good for doing that because he, you know, he realized he did kind of leave her, you know, dangling in the wind by making those comments. But again, I think we as a people should be supportive of each other. Now, if somebody is in the wrong, no, definitely not. You know, you should not be supporting, you know, bad behavior, wrong behavior, you know, that sort of.
Well, to me, we see this every day in the news with politicians. I mean, the list can go on and on, but I'm going to start with, you know, women protect men because they are invested in their men's potential accomplishments that they have. Become part and probably would never get that level of success or notoriety on their own. Example, Clinton, back, you know, standing by her man when Bill Clinton was running back in 1992. He was the first, you know, he ran for president and numerous women claimed he was having affairs with them. And she stood by him side because she needed to be the first lady.
Right. And all she was doing was giving head.
We could lie right now. People has come out and just said, you know, I've had sex with Orange Peel. You know, I don't know why. They're out there doing it. So it's just, in a way, systemic, in a sense. You know, it's really about your own pride as a woman, what you're willing to tolerate.
You know the problem with us women? We are too damn loyal. I'm sorry.
Yep,
we are too damn loyal. That's the problem. Okay. You're correct. So Blue, it's to a fault. We have this loyalty about us that we have to protect our men at all costs, even when they don't protect us. And I'm glad you guys brought up some really, you know, some really popular people that we've been able to see examples of this. And I just want to touch base on a couple that has happened in the past and some that's like relevant right now. So you guys remember when Rihanna and Chris Brown was going through the issue and, you know, Rihanna at one point was protecting Chris Brown until, you know, the whole thing came out and exploded. Mm-hmm. And now we got this whole Megan Stallion or whatever the hell her name is. And Tory Lanez situation where she comes out and say, you know, I was protecting you. And now that, you know, you're not taking up for me, you know, I'm going to just spill the beans. Like, at what point are we going to continue to protect our men when they don't protect us? Like, how far are we going to take it?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I gotta say this, but ain't no way you're gonna pull a Harlem Nights episode on me and shoot me in my pinky toe. Think I'm not gonna say nothing. Okay. I'ma sing like a canary. This is not no Biggie Small who shot you. Nigga, you shot me. I'm whistling. Okay.
No.
Allegedly. I'm sorry. Ain't no way.
To piggyback off of something that Shay said, right? The example she gave with Hillary Clinton. I know it's too much, especially Hillary Clinton. I don't think too much of protecting her man. She's protecting the, you know, the legacy that she's seeing there. Okay?
The brand.
That's why I keep telling everybody. Right. When there's money involved, you protect. You understand? So when you give examples, I don't say, like I said, she knew they're going to go higher. Andrew Gilliam is another one too. They're protecting these men because they're looking to go higher. And that's not a bad thing. So it's not protecting because they love. They're protecting because they want to, you know, go further.
There's an agenda. There's a benefit to them.
Right.
They're so close to the success that they overlook the humiliation and
situation. So I don't really so much see them as protected. Now, as far as Rihanna and Chris Brown, they were young. I mean, that's no excuse for beating her up. I'm sorry, that's no excuse. But when I look at the two of them, I look at two young people that seem like they were heavily in love, you know? And I don't know, there's something about that story to me. You know what? Somebody else take it up.
Let's not talk about that story. I got another story. How about Fabulous and Emily B?
Thank you. I was about to go.
I'm sorry. I'm not wearing dentures for no body, okay?
Thank you.
Nobody knocked my teeth out and you going down, homie. I'm sorry.
For real, because he had her picking up pieces and now she knocked up with baby
allegedly
number three.
Allegedly,
guys.
Allegedly.
No.
Allegedly. It was on tape.
There's a video.
I didn't see that video, so I'm saying allegedly.
I mean, we can go in so many directions in the sense of look at Cookie Johnson. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah.
She was faithful. Man,
You know? And but I'm going to go with what Anne said. Money and the brand. You're right.
Empire.
Ding, ding. What if you ain't got no money? Then what's the point? You want to sit there and get your ass beat? That don't make no sense.
Queen Anne said how much she takes is based on your pay grade, right? The brand.
The brand.
Yeah. Like you would take a lot of shit for the brand. So if your pay grade ain't up there, Queen Anne ain't having it.
No.
Megan Stallion is a motherfucking Tory loser. He ain't had no brand. Okay?
that one to me is like, I'm trying to figure that one out.
And not speaking up because what? Because of street cred? Get out of here.
No, I think that in her case, I totally understood why she said that she was protecting him. Because it's the culture that we're in right now. Look at all these men that are being murdered by police.
She shot her.
Girl, I'm right there with you. But I could understand why she was like trying to defuse a situation that could have gone worse. Even though she was shot in the foot, she was still alive. Chances are he would have been dead.
That's okay.
She was scared for herself as well.
Thank you, Tamika. Thank you, Elaine.
I don't think it's okay. I'm just saying.
I hear you. Even exchange, but what if that gun didn't go to her foot? What if it went to her heart? Like, what would we be talking about now if that wasn't the case?
I hear you.
You wouldn't be protecting nobody from the grave.
Exactly.
You know?
We'll be saying WAP is dead.
Okay. So wait a minute. I want to ask this question. Do you think it's fair, or do you guys think it's just something that's in us? Because you got the Emily B and Fab situation. She's pregnant now. So it's like her father and family, they all got involved in the situation. Mm-hmm. How do you look them in the face after something like that? You know?
You don't. Pretty much. Because it's like you can give people all the advice in the world, but if they don't want to accept it, at that point, it's on you. You made your bed. Now you have to lie in it.
And that's pretty much.
But it's like, as the dad, like, you can't bring this dude around me. Like, if exactly. I know somebody was abusive to my child, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but again, it goes back to the
fact
that
you staying with him is stupid. One, you deciding to stay with him is your choice. It don't got to be my choice. I'm not going to be around him and, you know, family, ha, ha, ha. Ain't happening.
Yeah, but exchange, going back to that, the Emily B and the Fabulous thing, her father and whoever was there, they're coming out to protecting him. So again, it's money. In these celebrities, majority of these celebrities, I find is mostly money, okay? Yeah. Especially if he's the breadwinner. You get what I'm saying? But for everyday women like ourselves, we're not staying in it like that. You know, he's beating me up. Well, some people do, but majority of us don't want to do that. You get what I'm saying? It's not enough money to stay in a relationship to get shooting your feet or your nose busted, or, you know, it's different when you start saying the celebrity thing plus the everyday person. Am I right or wrong? I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You're right.
There's a difference between celebrity and, you know, the average person, but regardless or not, money shouldn't drive how you feel as far as protecting somebody, because then you got to question your morals. You have to question, do you like your ass getting beat all the time? If that's the case, you know, like, it's so much further than, you know, us just protecting men. You know, we're putting, you, as a woman, you putting your life in danger as well, you know? And if you have kids now, you putting your kids in danger. You putting your livelihood in danger. Like, is it really this serious?
And not only that, when you have kids involved, you're pretty much solidifying the idea that this type of behavior is acceptable.
Right. Yeah.
And that's something that you don't want to continue, because that's how cycles keep going on for generations to generations.
Yes.
And it's like a never ending merry-go-round. So I think, to kind of answer your question you asked way back, I think it's in us because we're women, but then we also sometimes we have this thing where we can fix it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, we can fix it. We can fix any and every situation, but then it's certain instances we cannot, and we have to realize that we can't, you know, because half the time we need saving ourselves. So
well, let me ask this question. Go ahead Shay.
Look at what happened this year, right, with the COVID situation,
right?
What happened? We realized no one was paying attention, but domestic violence increased at a level that no one could understand. You know why? Because everyone was at home.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So all of a sudden, these women or children couldn't deal with what was going on in their life, and they had to call or speak up. And that was the first. Because once you're out of your environment, you think you can deal with it. Because every day you're going to work.
It's
a period of time. You got to be with this person. You know, not to say I know but what the mindset is, but the fact of the matter is, you know, being home with someone that is abusing you and not speaking up for all these years, and all of a sudden you realize, like, you know what, I don't have an escape. Right. You know, I have to be home because there's a pandemic out here and there's just someone kicking my ass.
Right.
So, you know, we have to look at it in that aspect as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Good point, Shay. Mm-hmm. You know, as you ladies was talking, I was just thinking about this whole situation. You know, when there is abuse involved in a relationship, sometimes, you know, looking from the outside in, it's just, you know, we can say leave, but I think there's so many different layers to it. You know, so many different layers and reasons why people don't leave immediately. So many different layers and reasons why people stay in the relationship. Yes, some of it could be financial. Some of it can be, you know, afraid, you know, to leave, you know, fear for their lives if they were to leave. There's just so many different layers. And to your point about, you know, this pandemic, yes, people are now home together, locked in the same household, and there's no outlet. So the abuse probably intensified, you know, more so than what normally would happen. And it got to, you know, a person needs to get to their breaking point. You know, a person needs to get to that point where they say enough is enough. And when that point is, nobody knows. it's everything is individual, you know, is an individual process for people. And so, you know, that's kind of my thought on it.
And that's where the burning the bed syndrome comes in. Cause you know, you burn the bed. Ever watch that movie? Burn the bed. The lady, she burned her husband in the bed.
Let's just say this whole quarantine is going to produce some good snap episodes.
Yes, I can't
for
wait.
For real, for real. But even getting away from the abusive men, abusive homes and stuff like that, let's take it a different direction. Women protect men all the time in different areas. Let's talk about the church, you know, the church, the pastor that is not so pastorly, you know, the man of God that's not so godly. And then you have the first lady that is protecting the church. So I feel like in every aspect, it's like on us to protect these men.
Right. I mean, well, that leads to my next question. And why is there so much disrespect to the Black woman? You know, why, or women in general, why is there so much disrespect to us? Do anyone could ever think back to how this even became? Like, what is it? Like, we show so much support for our men. Where did the disrespect come from? Like, why is it okay?
Sometimes we tolerate it and we forgive them.
Insecurities.
And most of the time we're strong. See, the thing about I find too is majority, especially Black women, majority of the Black women, they're strong. Majority of the Black women are strong. And, you know, they don't real, you know, and the Black most and the men sometimes are weak. Not that they're weak in terms of, you know, financial or stuff like that, but sometimes they're weak mentally and they're so used to us being strong to take care of everything. We always take care of everything. Think about your mom, like exchange that. Yep. You think about your mom and you think about everybody around you that the first, you know, they take care. So sometimes they marry sometimes I find some men want to marry their mothers almost, you know?
That's another topic, Lord.
You understand? And they want you to always, you know, and you can't show the weakness.
Syndrome? Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like you can't show weakness. So you take, you know, so we always have, and it's not their fault sometimes too. Sometimes it's us. You know, we have to break that cycle too, you know?
That's why I feel like it's important for you to love yourself. Love yourself so much. Be good with being by yourself. You don't need another person to make you
where's the violence?
Hey. Okay. So what I wanted to say is that women,
how did we get here?
Exactly. Are women to be strong, independent women that don't
take
need
the
to
will.
Be with and to feel like they're strong and they don't have to take that crap from a man. They don't have to protect any man if they just stay within themselves, focus on themselves, teach their young girls to be strong and independent and unattached.
So, even exchange, I know this is going to be a different, I'm going different on this topic real quick, but I know every episode you're always pushing, you know, be by yourself and, you know, get to
love
know yourself.
Exactly.
But let me ask you a question. Are we not supposed to just be women out here with men? Are we just supposed to be a whole bunch of single women out here and letting
with
these
midnight.
Men?
With midnight.
Absolutely not. So absolutely not. I feel like people that are in healthy relationships, I believe in that so strongly. I believe in strong, healthy relationships. We're talking about these issues. And a lot of these issues you can avoid if you just focus on yourself. Focus
not
within.
Really.
Yeah, but at some point in time.
Enough,
no.
Oh, wait, hold on. If you are strong enough, you're not going to feel the need to protect someone who is violent. You're not going to feel the need to protect someone who wants to disrespect you. You know what I mean?
Okay. I hear you on that
exchange,
part.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I would love to meet the guy.
She's
that
making
hurt you because I really want to fight them right now.
it's not about that. I just feel like, think about it. Seriously. If you are strong and within yourself, right? If you are totally strong, totally independent, and you're healthy, there's no way that you could allow a man to be disrespectful to you because you could be totally okay without a disrespectful man. And there's no way that you're going to allow a man to shoot you in the foot.
Hey, well, true. Listen, yes, before you go there, right, before you go there, right, right, no, I get, you know, I understand what you're saying, but even exchange, you can't control what some other person does. So I can hear when you say that you're not going to allow any type of disrespect, but at the same time, if Tory Lanez, prime example, if Tory Lanez didn't like what was coming out of my mouth and just decide that he gonna take his gun out and shoot me in the foot, then here's the thing.
I'm independent. There's no way I'm gonna tell a cop that nothing happened.
Right.
So his ass is gonna pay for that. Right. Because I am so strong and don't need to feel like I need to protect him, that was okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's just my thing. It's not like I hate relationships. I think relationships that are healthy are wonderful. The unhealthy ones, like, you could do without, ladies.
But that's easier said than done.
There are some circumstances that it's not going to be in that situation where, oh yeah, he pulled out a gun and shot me. There's situations where we've watched women go to jail for these men. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that was my next question, ladies. That was my next question.
Right. It's like, at what point, even though you knew he was a drug dealer and you decided to get with him, there's a possibility you know you're going to go to jail.
Oh, him or me?
Well, let me ask this question. How far should we go to protect our men? Would you go to jail for him?
Hell to no.
Hell to no.
How much money he got?
You're so funny. You know, you have to say that one.
As long as he keeps your commissary.
No, I mean, like, prime example, like, you know, right now, I don't know if you guys are watching, like, the Power Book thing, you know, I don't even know that lady name, but Ghost's wife went to jail for her son, you know, and Tasha. Tasha went to jail for her son, and with the whole mix up of, you know, Ghost's death, like, at what point are you willing to take that leap and go to jail for your man? Or
I'm sorry,
you know,
Tasha deserved to go to jail. She killed her best friend. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Right, but I mean, do you ladies, for the ones that are married or in relationships, are you willing to go to jail for your significant other?
No, I tell him every day, try it. I mean, he would never do anything that's out of line, but I always say, I'm talking like a fucking canary, you hear me? But he would never even get me involved if anything ever happened. And I don't, like I said, he's no way in that manner. But no, I'm not going to jail for no man.
Right.
Yeah, it all depends. It all depends, though. But you said go to jail. Wait.
Like, what do you mean by go to jail?
Wait now. When you say wait, if you commit murder, and I know, you know, there's no, I'm taking all those years, no.
Yeah.
If it's something, you know, it's again money, and if it's something that he did small and, you know,
like a Ponzi scheme,
I can take a couple of years for the bill.
Okay, but yeah,
but not millions though. It has.
But to I'm saying, Queen Anne, if you go to jail, you really think you want to take care of you while you're up in there?
Listen, I'm a smart bitch. I'm not going to jail making sure, you know,
and he's with promises. Account set up.
Yes, there's no promises. You know, I'm not going to jail without you not giving me promises, right? I'm going to make sure that when I come out, there's money waiting. I'm not doing the years. You get me? And then we all go on the yachts together. You get me? Come on now. Come on, the island, guys. Come on.
Oh, my gosh. What about you, Even Exchange? Can you go? I mean, I don't even need to ask you because you don't even have no man.
Yeah.
So.
Well, excuse me. But if I did, the answer is no. Not happening.
Okay.
It's important to be a solid individual, you know, I just strongly believe in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just feel like for right now, the climate that we're in, and I don't mean with the whole COVID-19, because I'm going to even go back before the COVID-19, the climate as far as how we're portrayed in society, social media, we are just looked at so negatively and, you know, with no respect. Mm-hmm. All we are is tits and ass, and outside of that, we're nothing else. And I just feel like even with our men and choosing us, like, men are going outside their race now. Like, we are just so loyal to them. Yeah. And when you talk to a Black woman, the first thing they always say is, I want a Black man, you know? And, and yet, our men don't want us. You know, they say it all the time. You know, you see the different women on their arm. And I just feel, and I just don't want even want to make this a whole Black thing either. I'm just, women in general, we mm-hmm. just always seems to get disrespected. And I don't understand why.
As they fear our strength, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Men get intimidated by a woman that is very independent and powerful and have a mind of their own. If they can't control you, they have an issue with that.
Yes.
That's what I agree. Boils down to.
I agree.
Their inability to control you. Yes. So that's why they may deal with someone outside of their race, because they believe they may have a greater chance of controlling that situation.
A more submissive woman.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, granted, Black women, we take and we deal with a lot of stuff, but we're only going to allow you to do but so much.
Right.
Because when we get to that breaking point, oh, you're going to know.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay, this heifer crazy. I can't mess with her.
Right.
And it's like, and that R. Kelly song, When a Woman's Better.
Yeah. Fact. I mean, and the fact that she said that so blue as far as the labeling of us being crazy and the labeling of us being always yelling and screaming and always confronted. Like, we only that way because you make us that way. Like,
true.
Yeah.
You get it? Yeah. You know? And yet with even all that, we still protect them.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, I don't want any man to make me that way. You know what I mean? No man should make you yell and crazy and all of that. Like, gone somewhere with that. Like, mm-hmm. I don't need to, like, be around a situation where that's going to have to come out of me. Right. Like, you know what I mean? We go through so much enough. Your partner is supposed to be your quote-unquote peace, right?
True. Right. I hear you.
Yeah, we could have peace with the money.
I can't,
for real.
Girl, I'm for freedom.
Yeah, I'm with Shay. I you know, I like my freedom, and you know, if you shoot me in the foot, motherfucker, I'm telling the police. Okay?
No, you don't.
Listen, the stuff that be going on in front of my building, you know, with all the people talking, I mean, yelling, all kinds of stuff. When one thing go crazy, I got 911 on my dial. So I have no problems dropping a dime on any damn person, man or woman. So anybody out there that want to test me, please test my gangster.
Test her.
Yeah, I will drop a dime in a minute. I am not the one that believe in snitching and skit stitches, because I'm snitching. Immediately.
Yeah, that shooting thing, that's way a little bit too much protection. No way.
And I'm sorry, to this day, I still don't really even know what happened. Like, what could she have possibly said that will make him take out a gun and shoot her in her foot?
He's saying he was little. Genuinely drunk. I'm like, how can you be genuinely drunk?
She probably told
drunk?
Him his thing was little.
Yeah. Genuinely drunk.
Oh, is that what they're saying?
That's what he's saying. That's what they're saying. He said he was genuinely drunk. No one is ever genuinely drunk. You're either drunk or you're not drunk. Okay.
Or blue.
Genuinely drunk.
Or blue, he probably told her the wop wasn't wet enough. Isn't that?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. On that note, ladies, on that note, it was a great conversation as usual. We would like to thank everyone for tuning in this week's episode. We would love to hear your thoughts and feelings. Remember to always check out the Instagram page. We always have polls every week to see how you guys feel about the topic. Hit us up if you have a topic that you want us to touch base on. We are thriving and getting out there, and we want to hear what you got to say. We appreciate all the love and support.
You can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Feeling the Vibes Podcast. And that's a wrap. Until next time, continue feeling the vibes. Good night, ladies.
Good night. Bye. Bye.